Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Tevilas Kelim. Today's shiur is dedicated in honor of a very special friend of mine, Rafael Mizrahi. And I want to pose the following question. Let's say someone needed to tovel a kli, needed to immerse a vessel. They know the halacha is this is a vessel that needs to go in the mikvah, and they have a lot of errands to do. So it's Erev Yom Tov, whatever it is, they have a lot of errands to do. So they have a child who's a minor, who's certainly responsible and capable, and they say to the child, do me a favor, you know, I'm going to drop you off at the mikvah, take these three vessels, run in, tovel them, and I'll be waiting for you in the car, or I'll come swing back around from another errand and pick you up, something like that. So the most distinguished halachic minor in the room right now is Rafael, and that's why this is in honor of Rafael. So is that good or not? Is it a valid tefillah? Is it a valid immersion if it's done by a halachic minor? So it's very interesting. The halacha is that it doesn't have to be done by a bar mitzvah, doesn't have to be done by a halachic adult. The point is that it be done. Theoretically speaking, it would even be valid if it was done by a non-Jew. That's very much discouraged because being that it's a mitzvah, a bracha should be made before the mitzvah is done. A Jewish minor could make the bracha. A non-Jew can't really make the bracha. But it would definitely be okay to have a Jewish minor make the bracha. There is a concept, though, just to tweak the example that we gave, it probably would make sense for a halachic adult to at least be present while the minor was doing the tefillah to just ensure that the vessel was completely immersed, was immersed properly, etc. For a number of mitzvos and halachos, we sometimes say that you need to have a halachic adult present to make sure it's done correctly, but it would be all right for a child to do it. A child would make a bracha before doing it, but it probably makes sense to have a halachic adult present to just ensure that it was done correctly. I want to also address a topic. I believe we mentioned this in passing in an earlier shiur. The mitzvah of Tevilas Kelim is a mitzvah for clay suda, vessels involved with food preparation and food consumption. So, for example, there'd be no mitzvah to tovel if you have a metal item that has nothing to do with food. If you have a folding chair that's made of metal, there's no mitzvah to tovel that, even if you're going to eat it at, you know, sit on it when you're eating a meal. That's not called clay suda. Let me just ask a theoretical question. Let's say you had something that originally was not a kli suda, and you toveled it, and then it became a kli suda. Just to give a strange example for a moment, someone decided, in the chumrah of the week, someone decided that they would tovel all their folding chairs. There's absolutely no reason to tovel a folding chair. And then, a little bit later, the folding chair broke, and they decided that this would be that the surface would be a nice informal plate to use. Well, if it's made of metal and it's going to be an informal plate, you would need to tovel it. Is the fact that you toveled it before it was a food-oriented vessel, does that render it toveled? The answer is no. It only is a good tefillah once you tovel it when it's already a food-oriented vessel. And this leads to a very important halacha, which is, if I sell items, I sell cutlery, whatever it is, for me, that fork, that knife, is not a food-oriented vessel. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to use it for eating. I'm going to use it to sell to you. And the general approach in halacha is that's not called clay achila. That's not called a vessel for consumption. That's called clay schora, a vessel for merchandise. And therefore, if the salesman tovels the vessels that are being sold for food purposes, but not for his food purposes, it's not a halachically valid tefillah. So it would be incorrect for a salesman to tovel things and then turn around and sell it. That would be incorrect. Similarly, when I go to the store and buy something for you, in my mind, that's also not something for my consumption use. That's something similar to something for selling merchandise. That's something for me to give to you as a gift. And therefore, it's considered incorrect if I pick up a serving dish for you as a gift. It's considered incorrect for me to tovel it and then give it to you. I'm not supposed to tovel it because for me, it's not a consumption item. Really, I should just give it to you and you should be the one to tovel it. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.